Students at Marysville Pilchuck High School are about to head back to class. The shooting that devastated that school last year will be back in the headlines. Today, officials are expected to release a detailed report about events leading up to the shooting. The coming months will bring a related criminal trial and the one-year anniversary in October. KUOW's Amy Radle reports.
The final report on the shooting at Marysville Pilchuck High School is expected to flesh out what investigators have already found, that Jalen Freiberg acted alone when he shot five students last year, killing all but one of them before shooting himself. Officials say the report, with hundreds of witness statements and pages of evidence, is not meant to assign blame, just to lay out the facts of the crime. But attorney Ann Deutscher, who represents the families of the shooting victims, says these incidents must be scrutinized in order to prevent them from happening again. She's filed a public records request seeking school district policies around bullying and harassment, as well as specific disciplinary records.
I think it's important to make sure these things don't happen, that there's transparency about what were the procedures that were in place. What did they really know about Jalen Freiberg? What went on with him in the days leading up to it? We have concerns about that.
Deutscher says the shooting has been especially traumatic because some of the victims' families live on the Tulalip Reservation very near the home of Jalen Freiberg. Surviving student Nate Hatch is one of those who live nearby. He was shot in the face and has not returned to school.
He's a wonderful kid. He is trying to cope with this as best as he can. He clearly has both mental and physical injuries that are significant. He requires multiple additional surgeries.
And the concerns for mental well-being of students continue to play a big role in local recovery efforts. Rochelle Lubbers is the recovery manager with the Tulalip Tribes. She says the joint recovery effort with Marysville took the unprecedented step of offering suicide screenings for students last year with parental consent.
For the parents who were brave enough to have their students screened, there was a good reason for it, and about half of the results at each school came back with some type of positive marking.
Meaning those students had thought about suicide recently or gone beyond that to make a plan. Over the summer, Marysville Superintendent Becky Berg says they added a new director of counseling for the school district, and a temporary office in downtown Marysville was opened to serve students.
We were really thrilled that Victim Support Services, who helped us all through the year, were able to set up a storefront counseling center on our State Street, and I believe they have had a pretty steady stream of customers. So we were happy that they offered that for our students over this summer.
Berg says students always experience more stress when the shooting receives media coverage, and this fall may be difficult between the release of the investigative report, the federal trial of Raymond Freiberg, and the one-year anniversary of the shooting on October 24th. Berg says they already have an observance planned for that day, what they're calling a walk of strength, starting at the high school.
We'll be planting red and white tulip bulbs and just a time to be together. The students have had a hand in planning this, and we all determined this is not a venue where we want a lot of speeches from dignitaries. It's really just a chance to walk and remember.
There have been two pieces of good news recently. Berg says she's thrilled that they'll receive $7.4 million in state funds to build a new dining hall. It will replace the shuttered cafeteria where the shooting took place and should be open next fall. Meanwhile, the database gap that allowed Jalen's father, Raymond Freiberg Jr., to buy firearms, despite a protection order against him, appears headed for a solution. In recent weeks, the U.S. Justice Department announced a new program that will allow tribes to enter their records at the federal level. They'll even be retroactive. Tulalip tribal attorney Michelle Demmert calls it an important breakthrough.
Basically, what's going to happen is that a tribal law enforcement agency is going to be treated like a federal law enforcement agency and will access the national database through that system.
The Washington State Patrol calls the new federal program a positive step and has offered to assist tribes that choose to participate. The protection order against Raymond Freiberg should have precluded him from legally buying a gun, but law enforcement authorities did not know about the order since it had been granted in Tulalip Tribal Court. Investigators say one of the guns Freiberg purchased at the local Cabela's was used by Jalen in the shootings. Freiberg will face trial on federal charges later this fall. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.